Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey. And this particular episode is one of my oldest episodes. If you're hearing this message, it means you came across an episode that was recorded prior to my days of official podcasting, prior to my technology skills, my studio setup, and all of that. So thanks to modern technology and some time and effort, I've been able to restore the audio quality of these oldest episodes that were recorded with no microphone, spread out people, on a noisy industrial environment. And so I ask that you're patient with the voices. You know, they sound a little bit robotic, but compared to the unlistenable episode that this was before, I'm telling you, it's amazing. So thank you kindly for checking out this episode, and I hope you find it insightful.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh!
What? Thank you for that, Salmon. That was very enthusiastic of you. Welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey, and yet another episode with the Sandman guest favorite, and probably currently holds the record for most recordings with me other than Twink. But yeah, it's great to have him here. I'm actually sleeping right now, and he entered my dreams as the Sandman does.
Yes.
I often dream about him, specifically naked.
Question, is it still Twink or is it Fireman now?
Those are two different people. Right. Right. You must have made a mistake. Those are completely two different people.
A great mistake.
A grave mistake. Not great, grave. The saying is a grave mistake.
I'm not taking it back.
All right. You're not going to take it back. Now, speaking of things we can't take back, my eyes cannot unsee the VTuber I have seen. Now,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sandman introduced me to VTubers. Now, I will not be pursuing this interest or this topic.
I started off with a child, so he wouldn't.
22 years old, anyway. See, that's the thing. VTubers can make their little character however they want, I suppose. And so they can look like a child. When you said gremlin, I thought you meant it was going to be like furry child.
No,
you meant like a small annoying creature.
Fucking, yeah.
Like a Smeagol.
Like a Smeagol, yeah.
The Lord of the Rings is not a sponsor. Anyway, you know, yeah, to say, do you know how they animate it? How do they make that? How does it work? So when we watched the video, they would throw objects at her. It's like an interactive animated character in a live stream. Are they using VR technology? Do you know anything about that?
Well, most of it is actually two-dimensional. The artwork is done by whoever creates that shit.
Right.
And they have, like, a bunch of binds on their keyboard that they can use to make expressions.
Oh, so it's just, like, emotes in a video game.
Kinda.
Okay, I thought I was following their movement, it seems.
I mean,
I'm sure they also go back and edit the video.
For some, it is actually a physically 3D model.
Okay.
That interacts with that.
It's really interesting.
Some weird computer.
Well, when you have patrons simping for you, you can afford that kind of stuff.
That is true.
Now, that's why I was going to say the reason I'm not pursuing this topic on my own personal time
is so he doesn't simp and do that.
Right, because I have a fiance. And the thing is, there's only two reasons you would follow a VTuber, or maybe three, but the two main ones are A, you're simping, or B,
good content.
You're trolling, or C, good content. Did I say A, B, C, or did I say 1, 2,
trolling
C?
Trolling is also good content.
Trolling is good, right. And four, you just want to be socially aware of certain trends. But yeah, VTubers, very interesting concept. I think it's really cool that it's a move forward in the interactive YouTube online community. I feel like YouTube is not sponsored, but I did download the YouTube app yesterday. Anyway, you know, because here's the thing. Live streams are pretty cool because you can type and have live reaction and stuff. VTubing takes it to where now you have almost a person interacting. And do you think Sandman is going to get to the point where we put on VR helmets and we're interacting with them directly during their video or not? It's interesting.
I don't think so.
Actually, was it I don't know if it was you, Sandman. I think it was my fiance, maybe. Someone told me about tickets to a VR concert, or the idea of VR concerts, where you buy tickets and you watch this artist perform at a concert, but you're just wearing a VR helmet, right? And you're watching them perform on stage and everything. It's like having a concert, but not actually going.
I don't even know that's real.
How it's not like pre-recorded.
Yeah.
I guess you have to ask them. You have to, yo. I don't know. You know what? I don't know, man. A part of the idea of a concert is going out to a concert. Only this is safe. Oh, I said, I believe I made a joke.
What?
Let me go to a 4D Travis Scott concert. Is that the one where they trampled people, or is that the one where they shot people?
I'm not sure.
People got trampled at one recently. I believe it was a Travis Scott one.
Or the other.
And Travis Scott kept performing, and people were mad. I don't think I've heard his content. I'm sure I have. I know a lot of songs, but have not heard their names. But what Sammy wants to introduce me today is called Toho. But I'm going to let him, you know, take the microphone here for a couple minutes and actually explain what that is. Give us all the background you can, because most people have never heard of it. I never heard of it until I met you.
So, essentially, Toho is a Japanese bullet hell game that took Storm back in, I don't even fucking know, 98 or some shit. And it has one of the longest lasting communities ever. Right up there with Team Fortress 2, I believe.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah. They interact a lot as well.
You mean like fandom ships, like Soldier or Scout and these? So to explain the game. So the characters are drawn in an anime girl style.
Yes.
To explain, correct?
In fact, every single character except for maybe like a very, very small amount. Only one character, I believe, is actually male. That is named.
Interesting. Now, taking a step back, just for some of those people who don't play video games, what do you mean by bullet hell?
All right. So essentially, what you do as a character in this game is, well, if you ever played any like arcade shooters, like, I don't know, can't think of a good example.
Galaga,
I guess, is...
Did you say Galaga?
Yeah, I said Galaga.
Not Galaga.
Not Galaga. That's fucking weird.
I believe even Robert Downey Jr., when he was playing the role of Iron Man in Avengers, the first movie, said, this guy's playing Galaga. Watch to see.
Okay.
Anyway. Well,
as I was saying.
Is it a 2D game or is it a 3D game?
It is a 2D shoot 'em up game.
Okay.
Although there are some like side games that are actually fighters.
What do you mean, like street fighting kind
of
style?
So like Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
that's
a good
example.
Mortal Kombat, but anime girls. Yeah. I would play it.
Yeah. It's essentially one of those.
Interesting. Would you say is Cuphead a bullet shooting game?
Yes, I would say Cuphead is a bullet hell.
Okay. Compare its difficulty, but I personally felt like Cuphead was difficult, but it's
harder.
It's fast paced. What do you say is too difficult?
Would I say Toho is too difficult?
Yes, that's my question.
It is extremely difficult. If you're not really good at games, you're probably not going to make it past the first couple stages.
All right, so don't make this your first bullet hell game for sure.
Yes, this is something for people who are actually good at games.
Okay, have you played a game?
I've played, but not beaten any games. There's like 18 of them, I'm pretty sure.
All in the same game or just like sequels to each other? Like
sequels.
Now, okay, so we've heard a bit about the gameplay. Let's go over the plot. Is there a plot? Is there a storyline at all?
There's a plot to every game. It usually varies.
Oh, it's not one overarching?
No.
Like overarching?
But it does follow a constant timeline.
Okay, interesting. And you said this was available on, what you said, before Windows was even out, you said, correct?
Yes, it was out for PC 98.
Okay. Interesting.
Although I'm pretty sure none of that is canon anymore.
Oh, okay. Now, how were you introduced to this? How did you discover this game?
Well, I was introduced to it, well, probably through the Team Fortress 2 community.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, you said they had.
I mean, I never played Team Fortress 2, but I did play Garry's Mod back in the day.
I always hear that term, and I don't know what that is.
All right. So I can go into Garry's Mod if you want to.
Briefly, I feel like that's a whole can of worms on its own.
Yeah, it is.
As one would say.
So it's essentially a mod of Half-Life 2 that gained sentience and became its own game.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it a lot, actually.
Where it's just a fucking sandbox and you can do anything with it.
Is it like GTA modded?
It's like if you were to mod every single aspect of the game.
Okay. Okay. So that's cool. So it's a sandbox where you can kind of mod stuff and then you can put those mods in other games possibly.
Yep.
That's cool. What were you doing when you play that? It's like free for all, just do whatever you want, like creative mode, Minecraft kind of thing.
Well, there's a mod in that game that allows you to watch YouTube with friends. Like, online, in the game.
That's interesting. So you guys would all hop online on Garry's Mod and then watch YouTube. You guys would go to like a movie theater in a game and there would be a screen and you would watch the video.
That's essentially what it was.
That's pretty cool, actually. I guess this was before you had like screen sharing technology and everything, right? So it was probably... Okay, that's interesting. What does Team Fortress 2 have to do with Garry's Mod? Or do they have Team Fortress 2 content in Garry's
Mod? It's made by Valve, which is...
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, correct. But Half-Life 2 is also a game made by Valve. The entire Half-Life series is.
Now, I know there's theories that Half-Life 2 is connected to Portal, correct?
Yes.
So, is Portal made by Valve?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, I watched gameplay of Portal 1 and Portal 2, I think. And I remember watching the series Black Mesa, right? All right, that's the connection. Yep. Black Mesa. Companion Cube. Get one. Don't have one? Get one.
Not to mention, GLaDOS is not directly, but indirectly mentioned the Combine.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Some good games. I've never... No.
There's a lot of lore.
Right. I've only played 2D.
Back to Toho.
Well, I did have a question. I have a couple questions. So first, did you make any mods of your own in Garry's Mod?
No, that would require me to program, and I do not know how to do that shit.
Okay. Yeah, you should definitely learn, make some wacky stuff. And then going back to Toho, what I wanted to ask was, I know you're a big fan of music, especially video game soundtracks.
Yes.
Do you like the music from this game?
Yes. Toho is a big end soundtrack.
Okay, interesting. We'll definitely check that out. I believe you shared some music from
I have shared one of the songs from Toho with you.
Okay.
Or rather, it was a remix of a song.
Okay, yeah. Could definitely get into that later. And then, how did Team Fortress 2 get you to Toho?
Well, simply because they interact with each other so often in the communities.
So what do you mean they interact with each other? I'm still confused. Just like memes?
Yeah.
Because there's no time where the gameplay crosses over with each other, right?
No.
Or not even.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's just the fact that they're the oldest surviving communities out there.
Is Team Fortress 2 that old?
Yes, it's old as fuck.
Now I'm going to sound absolutely
but
stupid.
But it's not nearly as old as Toho, which has been out
right.
Really long.
No, I don't want to sound... Tetris. No, I don't want to sound really stupid. Is there a Team Fortress 1, or has it always just been called Team Fortress 2?
No, there is a Team Fortress 1. Unfortunately, it was never popular.
That's really interesting, because I always hear Team Fortress 2. I'm like, is there a Team Fortress 1?
Yeah.
But you hear about World War 2 more than World War 1. But anyway, that's not related at all.
Yep.
So, you got to Toho, and when you got into it, you started what? Just watching gameplay of it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. And now you would say it's a very largely memed.
What I was actually really getting into is when FUMO started becoming popular.
Right. And you would say there's a lot of FUMOs made from... Okay, let's take a step
All
back.
All of the FUMOs are Toho.
We're going to take a step back, actually.
There is no FUMO that is not Toho.
Let's take a step back.
All right.
For those of us listening who don't know what a FUMO is.
Awesome.
We should definitely explain that.
Yes.
Salmon, why you want me to explain? I still don't understand.
All right.
The way I perceive it is it's a small anime doll.
It's a plushie.
It's a plushie about 6 to 8 inches in size, which is small.
It took Storm all over the internet. I'm sure if you've looked at memes, you've probably come across at least a few of them.
You said, were you trying to say all Toho characters are Fumos, but not all Fumos are Toho? Or is Fumo specifically only a Toho character?
Almost, it's only Toho characters.
If I buy Anna
plushie, at least officially.
Okay.
I mean, people can make other shit, but it's not official.
Okay, so if I bought another character in the same, like, make model, to use car phrases, you know?
Yeah.
It's not officially a Fumo. It's just a small anime plushie.
It's not a Mercedes.
Right, sure. That's what you're calling the Toho Fumos Mercedes?
Yes.
Or are they more like Bugattis? Well, you said they were relatively cheap, and then they went to such high demand that there was a low supply, and then they, you know, therefore,
fucking
high price.
Expensive. Yeah. I believe Cerno goes for like $600 now.
Now, Samman, do you own one?
I do.
Right. I already knew that. I just wanted to ask you. That way, if you said no, I was going to embarrass you on the podcast.
For any Toho fans listening to this, it's Marissa. And
okay.
You can fuck off.
Yeah. I got a couple questions about what you just said, but what I was going to ask is, how much did you pay for it?
It was
used on eBay, had a hole drilled into the back.
No. No, it didn't.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Yeah. How much did you pay? Are you saying a couple hundred?
It was early on, so it wasn't that expensive, but it was almost 100.
Okay. I would say that's a lot for a little anime plushie, but again, demand, inflation, you could probably resell it for
a lot more,
actually.
Quality.
Yeah, you could probably sell it for a lot more. Right, so you've shared this with me, and we're going to share it for everyone listening right now. You said taking pictures with it in a funny fashion, like to describe it, is putting a Fumo filling up the screen of a Walmart, not a sponsored security camera, or what else? Just the corner of a room or stuff like that, right?
Yes.
And that's the main purpose of a Fumo?
I would say, yeah.
Or a secondary purpose. What's the main purpose? Why would you get one?
I mean,
get it just because you're a fan.
Main purpose is it's a plush.
Right.
That's about some.
Well, so do you sleep with your Fumo?
I have a couple
times.
I will be.
Do you tuck it under the armpit or you just have it like on the shoulder?
Yes.
Arm. Okay. Interesting. Would you take a picture of your riding like a dog?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
That is pretty interesting.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So you got into Fumos. Oh. Who is Marissa and why?
Marissa is a main character.
Now, you told everyone to F off. Are you saying she's unpopular?
No, I'm saying she is popular. And
to the point that everyone will want your Fumo.
No, I'm saying that people will think it's overrated and hate me for getting an overrated character.
Right. I mean, I think 02 from Darling and Franks is extremely overrated. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that tangent. So, you like Marissa?
Yes.
And you think she's not overpowered or overrated?
Overpowered? Of course. All characters are fucking ridiculous if you actually go into the lore.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, it sounds like they take a lot of bullets.
Most of them are either gods or concepts.
Interesting. Okay, where are we but a concept? Now, when you talk about Bullet Hell, are these actual guns? Or are they using magic? Or are they shooting other stuff? Magic.
Spell cards.
So these women are witches?
No.
No. Yeah, explain the lore a little
Marissa
bit.
Marissa is a witch. She's like the only person that's a witch,
though. So is my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right.
So technically it's a magician, whatever.
You said they're magicians, so they have like a wand, or is this they do spell casting?
They actually
have a book?
Have something unique to them. It's called the Mini Hikaru. It stands for Mini Volcano. It's like a fucking box.
Okay.
It shoots a big ass fuck off laser, and it's awesome.
Overpowered. Okay. Now, each of the women, give us the basic plot. So, how did these people meet each other?
Very
basic summary. Brief summary.
I wouldn't say that's basic. This is.
How did they all meet?
There are 18 games.
Okay. Well, what's their goal? Is there an overarching goal that's like, they're just trying to survive, they're trying to get family, they're trying to live?
for the actual main games, you're kind of thrown into it. There isn't really a solid beginning or end. But the main character is Reimu Aparai, and she's a shrine maiden that hunts yokai, which are just fucking gods or monsters or some shit.
At what point do they fight Freddy Fazbear?
About into the fourth game, I believe.
Okay.
That's good.
Anyway, yeah. There's also fairies and shit that just can't die and just respawn when they get killed.
Okay.
So that's a little frustrating.
Yep.
Would you say this game is harder than Dark Souls 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Although there are 18 games.
Does your process reset every time you,
you lose all lives? You have to start from the game.
Let me clarify something, listeners. This is the fifth episode where I have swapped the word process and progress. All right. It's going to keep happening. Stop making fun of me. I keep saying process instead of progress. And I just don't say the word progress. I just mean it, and I say process. I just want to clarify that. Also, why we're clarifying things. Yes, a few episodes ago, I said Jeff Smith was part of the Rick and Morty family. His name is Jerry.
Jerry Smith.
Jerry Smith from Planet Earth is a scientist. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I know I sounded stupid. Pluto is a planet.
Anyway.
Pluto is a sponsor. Also, the other day... I just want to clarify. I felt very stupid when I listened back and heard that I had said Jeff. I didn't delete it, though, because it was important to the context of the conversation. Maybe I could have just said, recorded myself saying Jerry.
Just yell Jerry.
Right. I should have just...
If that happens, listen. All right. If you go back and hear it and that's how it is, you're welcome. That was my idea.
Hoo yeah. But anyway, going back, so this game is typical. You die, you gotta you said that you do restart?
Yes.
All right, so there's 18 games.
I don't know if I specified. The entire time, you just have to not get it.
Just, all right.
Just don't get it.
That's great video game advice, in fact. Is it, like, frustrating at the point where it's, like, you're one hit killed? Or you can take a lot of damage?
You have a live system.
Right. I imagine,
you
like,
can get lives as you play. And you start off with a varied amount. Some games it's 5, some games it's 3.
Okay.
And you have bombs, which clear the screen.
Gary, there's a bomb strapped to my chest. One of my favorite SpongeBob quotes. But that's cool. Clear the screen. Right. So it's 2D. Is it
a side scroller?
No. It's a bottom scroller, I guess.
Oh, where you're moving left to right on the bottom?
No. It is like, so you're on the bottom, and you're going forward.
Okay.
Up is forward.
Like a Pokemon game. Can you move back down?
Yeah, you can move around. And
oh, so it's like a Pokemon.
With game. Some characters, you can even like go around the screen and come back.
Okay. Oh, it's not. Yeah, it's not a side-scroller, I don't think.
It's just you cards.
Because I believe Terraria is a side-scroller. It's not like Terraria.
No.
Download the Calamity mod.
Anyway. Download the Calamity mod. Do it. Do it now.
Were you going to say that, or you just heard me saying it, so you jumped on that?
No, I'm jumping on it.
Okay. Now, Sammy, what's the whole reason you want to share Toho with us?
Well, I believe it's a sin to do this, but...
You believe in Toho supremacy?
Anyway, I was going to have the... I was...
Fuck. Forgot my name?
Mr. Whiskey. For a moment, Mr. Whiskey, I did. I was going to have him review the girls.
If you're my fiance, tune out. Anyway, you know, so hopefully we have good enough service for these images to load. Now, why is it so funny to you to have me review these characters?
Well,
so you mentioned the original artwork versus the fan artwork.
Yes.
Let's get into that a little bit.
So the thing is, and what I think is funny, the creator of these games always does so drunk.
Wow. Okay. That's funny.
Yep. So usually, I wouldn't say usually, I'd say most of the time the artwork is pretty silly looking.
It's subpar.
Subpar, but he's zoned, so he's cool.
Okay.
I'd say,
they're a little goofy.
Yeah, I'd say it's just funny.
A little anatomically inaccurate, one
so
might say.
So first, we're going to have him look at the original artwork and then the fan art.
Okay.
Because the fan art is usually better.
I guess we'll start with your main girl, Marisha.
That or we could do the main character, which is Rainbow.
Rainbow?
I'll have you pick.
Is that Romeo, Alpha, Mike, Oscar?
No.
How are you spelling that?
Romeo, Echo. I believe it's Echo, right?
Yes. All right. It's Echo.
India.
You don't have to spell it phonetically. All You're right. struggling.
Emya. Bremu. Hopperai.
Hawk like the bird.
Okay.
Should I look at original artwork? Do you think it's going to pop up on me?
I think it'll pop up. Right, that's it right there.
We're going to wait for it to load. So, okay. Yeah, obviously the fan art. Well, the fan art is also like three-dimensional or much layered.
Yep.
Okay. What is she holding? That looks pretty cool.
That
that's
is
a weapon.
Purification rod. She is a shrine maiden.
So for those of you at home, if you want to look it up, go ahead and follow along. But she has like banners. Not banners. I don't know how to say like little flags, like little
on a stick.
Her outfit, I'm not really messing with it. It looks too. Is that a bell or is it just a yellow ribbon?
That is a yellow ribbon.
So around her neck, she wore a yellow ribbon for a sailor who was far, far away.
Yes.
Now we're going to. So interesting. How old is she?
I believe she is 14.
Okay. Yeah, that seems about right. The outfit is very. It reminds me of, for those of you who have seen Hunter Biscuit. Have you seen? I don't think you have.
Hunter Biscuit?
Hunter. X
I have
Hunter,
not
the
seen
anime
Biscuit.
Hunter X Hunter. Biscuit
no,
Kirito.
I haven't.
Okay. Now, I like her art. The statue of her is pretty nice.
The fans well know her for her armpits specifically.
Why?
I don't know. Just because their clothes don't cover her armpits, I guess.
That's interesting. Yeah, for those of you who aren't looking up images at home, which you should. The bow on top of her head is massive.
Yes.
So basically, she has like these gauntlet sleeves that she wears that goes up to like just to the point where she can have her armpits. Just looking at these statues, they're only $30 to $60. Nothing crazy. But I could go ahead and look up the fumo of her.
Yes, Reimu does have a fumo. Not all characters have one, but Reimu is the main character. So, of course, they have one.
You either buy a fumo while you're alive or die. A villain. Anyway, let's see. $15.60 on Amazon. $127 on eBay. $880 on eBay used, but it's a big jumbo plush.
Yeah, it's a deck of
fumo. $940. A deck of fumo?
Yeah.
So that's a
deck
big
of
fumos fumo.
Are the big ones.
I know what those ones are used for. I have to say.
Heed that thought.
Sorry, these are for innocent meme picture taking, not
yes.
for pleasure.
True.
All right. Is there anything else I should look up with Rainbow Hakaru?
I do not believe so.
Now, I have a question. Is do you sim for Marissa?
No.
You don't have like a... She's not a waifu?
No.
Toho Godzilla. No, that's
In
not
fact, I don't believe I would view that on any of them.
Okay, interesting. Toho Marissa.
Which is why I said it was a sin earlier.
Okay. I like to see a statue of her, but this is the original artwork?
Official artwork, yes.
Why do you think the official artwork is bad? It does look a little silly. It also looks like her hair is a different...
I never said it was bad. I just
right.
said it was silly.
So
that is the
broom.
Mini Hikaru, by the way.
What is that, the volcano box?
Yes.
Krakatoa. Yeah. Squidward is a Toho girl, anime girl.
Yes.
Only he wears his volcano box on his head.
Yes.
That's pretty interesting. Now, let's see. Now, this does look like... Well, it looks like a witch in a maid outfit. I'll be honest. That's how I would describe her.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Oh, no. I completely forgot. Oh, so this is the one you have.
Yep.
Why is she your favorite?
Look up Master Spark. That should cover things, I believe.
Who is that?
It is...
Dahe Search.
It is her main attack.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a person.
That's the
like,
big
you
ass,
know how
that's
Master
the, that's
Chief.
That's the big ass laser I was talking about before.
Okay. You know how like Master Chief is an anime girl? I thought Master Spark was an anime girl.
Unfortunately, it's not loading.
Unfortunate. Now we're gonna get a load of something here. And now your meme.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So this just obliterates everything.
Yes.
Reddit and Steam community.
That's it in the game.
Oh, this is the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
That is her.
Oh wow, it's massive. I would say it's about 10 feet across. Sorry, I've been watching too many river monster memes. Okay, interesting. All right. I don't see any. Would you say the fandom is toxic, or you like the community?
Yeah, it really depends.
Nah, you said Chilandre. Oh, forget like that.
Chilandre Scarlet. Probably right. The most debated on character.
Why is that? Just
due to how
Sandman.
They're a child, but she is 495 years old.
So what species is she?
She's a vampire.
I think it's all good. And she's that been alive for 490.
Technically official art, but that's a newer picture.
Yeah. I think her wing design is really cool. For those of you not looking at home, her outfit is actually basically just a rearrangement.
She also has a sister.
Reimu's outfit, but her wings are just like the, I guess you would say the red support, like bone part of the wings are there. And then she just has like gem like colorful glass containers instead of wing material. Is that her tail?
She does not have a tail. That is a
weapon. Oh, she's holding a weapon
called Lavatang.
That's pretty cool.
It is a fire sword.
It looks like a lock or a key.
It has forms. It turns into a fire sword.
Okay.
I'm trying to see a sister named Remilia.
Yeah, I'm trying to see this weapon in any other form. Now, Sandman, why I look up, you said Remilia. Whoa, these statues are cool. They're a couple $100, but that's pretty.
She is definitely the most popular character.
Remilia?
Yes. No, Flan is.
Flandre, okay. Remilia. I'm going to assume I spelled that right. Cool. So, while we're talking about this, you said there's been some fanimations, what am I call them? Fan animations?
Yes, there's an entire anime that was made by fans, although it's still in the works.
How many episodes are out?
I believe 14.
That's pretty good. You got to give them credit.
Yeah.
For sure. I watched One Punch Man season 3/4 fan animation art.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Flan is also a character with a
thin head. Yeah, we looked at that.
Oh, you did?
All right.
Yep.
I didn't see it. Okay. Remilia has the term. Charizard's for, you know, whichever one is correct.
That's, yep.
Okay. So.
She has a sphere.
I see that. Is she also a vampire?
Yes.
So she's also consensual age. All right. She's not to sound. I like her hairstyle. Blue/lavender. The same man, will you go ahead and repeat your opinion on blue haired individuals again?
I wish not to.
Okay.
For any listeners.
For any listeners.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Who's this? Is it, is this something different?
That looks like Rainbow.
Okay. Who else is in the game? Or is that all the main characters?
We haven't really branched into anything. There's a fuck ton of characters.
I imagine 18 games, I would imagine.
Yep. And each stage has a different character, pretty much. There's 6 stages per game.
Right.
Let's see here. Well, we're nukes, right? Let's go with a nuclear fucking person.
Okay. That's funny. Yeah, we are just a couple of nukes.
Look up Utsuho. UTS.
Dang it. I typed in a Z for everyone on.
H.
Oh. Oops. Better put the delete button and the search button right next to each other. Come on. Come on. What were you thinking? Utsuho.
They do not have a Fumo, unfortunately. Although they are a popular character.
Otherwise, we could put it around the reactor spaces. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Take some pictures in authorized areas.
Her nickname is Oku, And
I don't like that.
Yep.
You said Uku or Oku?
Oku.
O-K-U-U. What does that to do anything with anything?
I don't know. I'm just going to call them that because it's quicker to say.
Oku.
Oku.
Her full name is Ryuji Mitsubori.
Whoa, she's dope looking. She's cool looking. And what she got on her hands?
She's well
got,
like, known for being the hardest Doho boss in any of the games.
Oh, she's an enemy?
Yes.
Well, she's my friend. I ain't playing the game. So, she's got, like, this arm cannon.
Yeah.
Caution. She's radioactive. Is she wearing a rock on her leg?
Technically, it's fusion power, but it's still radiation.
Fusion?
Yeah, yes.
You're right.
They aren't too keen on that.
She's pretty cool. She's got... Are those wings or a key that turns...
Technically...
Has her, all the cosmos contained within
her. Her arm cannon is called the control rod.
I hope that's funny. I do think that's funny. I think that's hilarious that you said that. Also, she got the eye of Saruman on her chest.
Yep.
Whoa. I like this version of her better. For everyone at home, she's also the bustiest character.
She's also
so far.
Known for being not very smart.
Isn't that all women? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Redacted. I'm gonna redact it. But yeah. This is pretty interesting.
Okay.
Okay. I think she's my favorite so far.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that?
No,
you didn't know what to expect. You were scared.
I wasn't expecting anything.
Okay.
Do you hear? What's another character?
Do you have a character you absolutely hate? No.
A character
who do
I
hate?
Heat?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
I hate any character.
There's no character that frustrates you or annoys you or that the fandom overall doesn't like.
The fandom.
Forget about you,
like?
Sandman. Let's go see all the dreams and hopes of the Toho fandom.
Characters that the fandom doesn't like.
There has to be. What? Or not. Maybe everyone's just... Maybe this is just a lovely, non-toxic, growing community. Or a dying community. I don't know.
Well, if we got him to ship, there's some people that would argue over that. But I don't think any character specifically...
I was going to say ships... Okay. Definitely bring up some arguments, but as far as just characters, no. Why do you keep saying Toho Lost World? Is that one of the games?
That is a fan game that someone made that the creators officially recognized as a official game, I believe.
We're just going to go through some fan art here. I want to read this comic. Okay, so interesting. I know, I mean, we've discussed this before in the past. There's a lot of fan art for this game, which makes sense because it's been around for a while.
Let's see here. Oh, here's another puppet, the character.
Sakuya. Why we wait for that to load? What was she was going on here?
They are a mate for the vampire sisters.
Oh, okay.
They also can stop time.
Whoa.
Kono Diorat! There's a lot of comparisons between the two. In fact, they even have an attack called the world.
Zahuatl! That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mess with that.
Yeah. They also have a Fumal.
Dio?
Suck it, yeah.
Okay. I was like, there are little Dio plushies you can get. Now, let's see. She likes knives?
Yes.
Jack Zaharipa. Okay. She's beautiful. Let's see. Oh, okay, that's the clock because she can stop time. And she gets the drinks for the vampires. Oh, okay. And then they got Philandre and then
Remelia?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Eventually, she becomes another playable character.
Okay, so you start off with just the other ones. And
she is an enemy. At first.
Wow, I like the fans. For those of you at home, I just made a joke because I found a busty picture of her.
The only character I've mentioned that isn't from a single game is Futsal. They're from 11.
Was that the radiation?
Every other one I've mentioned can be found in Toho 6, which is the first one for Windows.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Now, this game I could get on Steam.
I don't know if you get it on Steam, but you could download it for free off the internet. Any game.
Interesting. So the whole point of this game is you won't even last 5 minutes. But not in the sense, in both senses, depending on what kind of player you are.
Yeah.
Would you like to see this turn into like a manga? Or
I mean, I kind of wish it had a tornado.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of manga about it, but most of it's not safe for work.
Yeah, maybe we'll look at a few clips of that.
Speaking of which, that's why I brought up this next character.
Oh, okay.
Because their foreign is probably the most popular of any. I figured you would appreciate that the next one is most popular for their porn.
Right. I don't watch porn, so that's ironic.
Right.
But
you don't watch. It says anything. A friend of mine brought it up to me one day, is like wanting to know more about the character. He's like, this person is never mentioned till however.
Interesting.
Like, at all. They are not a fan.
Oh,
they have no reason to mention this other than that fact.
Okay, so they came up to you and mentioned this character, and you're like, oh, from Toho. And they're like, what's Toho? Essentially, that's what happened.
Essentially.
So, what's his character?
Tenshi Hanawan.
Yeah, blue hair. Ten? All right, see where this is going. How do you spell Tenshi?
I don't think you need to spell.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we have a sailor who always texts in the group chat for a head relief multiple times a watch, is sick on days where there's multiple watches, and did not relieve me till last minute, and he's asking for a head relief.
May I mention
just less than an hour into watch? Well, okay, it's been a little more than an hour into watch, but the whole idea is you go to the head, aka the bathroom, right before you assume the watch. And then typically, you get a head relief about halfway through or later, right? You say that's fair?
Yes. I would also like to mention that you're not allowed to have your phone on this watch.
True, but I don't care. That's not the part I'm mad about. The part is he doesn't have to go to the head. He just wants to get out of the watch.
Yes.
Which I don't blame him. But it's also like we're all doing this.
We're not going to relieve him. We're busy.
Yes, but
obvious. Tenshi. What was that last name? Hinuchi?
You don't worry about it. Just look up Toho Tenshi.
I hope I saw that right. It's probably with a CH, but yeah, we'll see if we have service the same. And so what I was trying to say is my dad, all technology stops working when he enters the room or he's nearby. And there's a theory actually about people who have their...
It's the
business. Energy causes like electrons to react a certain way, like negative energy.
Yeah.
Or is it just BDE? He's scaring the technology. Alexa starts quaking. Yes. Now, I saw a meme about this
topic. This character is actually not from any mainline game. This is actually
it says is the main players. Antagonist of Scarlet Weather Rhapsody.
Yes.
She's the eldest daughter. Thank goodness, eldest. I'm trying to load the images. They're not loading.
They're actually also a god.
What it says? Resides in heaven. Makes sense. Referred to by Ikunage. Being in heaven, she has a rather carefree life, which she considers boring.
Yes.
She should fight Lubu and Saitama. And Lord Boros. There's a lot of people who get bored in life.
Honestly, if we were to bring up Toho characters in that, I believe the only person, the only people that could give Saitama a rough time are from this. Based on lore alone, but
Loki, some Pokemon could actually rival Saitama? Question mark. Anyway, the images don't want to load, probably because, you know.
Unsure. So I don't know why that would stop it from loading.
Because,
but anyway,
what's called God's intervention. But I need this. I need this for my podcasts. Please, Lord. I need these images of 10. Yes, thank you. Thank you. See,
now,
that always works.
A few times, because it is not a bullet hell game, that the art is actually pretty good.
Well,
the official art, I mean.
I was going to say this picture looks kind of silly, but I will say
that is the official art.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, she looks older in this first picture. What's his weapon? Like a cane?
She has a sword.
A sword.
A
okay.
Fire sword.
Well, okay, that seems pretty popular. Is that fruit on her
lasers?
Head? Now, the person who made this game seems very fond of ribbons and these colors.
Yes.
These are the same as Flandre's wings, and this is the same, like, ribbon pattern of the very first character we looked at, their weapon. Who was that first character we looked at again?
The first character we looked at was Reimu Hakurai.
Reimu, yeah.
The main character. They have a purification rod, which varies in size in every game.
What's going on in this picture? Oh, okay. I was having a very hard time looking at this picture. So we're going to look up.
All right, give me a number.
Are you going to pick a game and then pick a character?
Yes. 1 through 18.
Hold on. We have to do some exploration here real quick with this.
I see.
We have to see. You said this is the most popular character?
Yes. By far.
Why?
I have no idea.
Good personality?
Honestly.
That wasn't like unironic.
I honestly.
That didn't stand for penis.
No, I honestly have no idea. I'll be honest.
What do you think is the best looking character? I'm going to pin
you. Ask me specifically.
Yeah. I think that's a good topic. While we wait for this. We looked at Toho Tenshi. Now we're looking at Toho Tenshi fan art in an attempt to indirectly look up Not Safe for Work content.
Fair.
But if we have to go straight to the source, aka Reddit, we will. I mean, I like her color of blue hair, and the outfit's nice. She also looks like this one Pokemon put to life. But yeah, who do you think is the best looking?
Best looking.
She has this. Oh, she has very nice thighs. Oh, they took away her dress. That's why. I don't like her creepy smile in this one. There is a lot of artwork for this game. And by for the game, I mean. Okay, so there's a fire sword. Looks like a lightsaber, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lightsaber. But it is a sword. Sword of Hiso.
You want to give us a little context
on that? Really?
So it's made of a fucking god steel or whatever.
Okay.
Which is. Well, after she's defeated in the game, there's actually some Marissa lore. It's. That same steel is used to reinforce the mini volcano.
Interesting.
Make it even better than it was before.
Going back to the mini volcano, I wasn't exactly tracking. What do you mean? How did they capture that mini volcano?
I don't know. Very few male protagonists. One, I honestly forget his name and I feel bad for it. But they're a friend of Marissa and they constructed the mini volcano through means I am unaware. But they are all gods, so it makes sense.
Right. So. Who are the enemies in this game again? You said it kind of varies on each game, right?
Yep.
Are there any humans in any of these games?
Yes, Marissa and Reimu are actually human.
Okay, interesting. But they basically ascended to godhood?
Yes, through magical abilities.
Okay.
There's also Alice Murgatroyd, who is a puppeteer.
Puppeteer, yep. In what sense?
And not, I mean, like, they're literally a puppeteer. They have puppets.
Oh, okay. Is that their weapons?
They're also extremely powerful for some reason.
I don't know.
Let's see here. What's another human in that universe?
Well, you gotta answer the question, Sandman.
Oh, yeah, of course. Saki is also a human, the one that can stop time.
Zoharo! But yeah, so, yeah. When she stops time, is it for 5 seconds? But she gives a 2-minute speech about how. Okay. Oh, it's unlimited?
Yeah, it's an absolutely broken ability, and that's not her only one.
So can you use that? Oh, you said she was an enemy at first, right? And then she becomes a playable character?
Yes.
Can you?
As in, the main character beats someone with that ability.
So you just, when you play as her, can you just stop time and then just kill everyone?
I believe that's the bomb that varies per game.
Now, I saw she had knives. Do you, like, throw those?
Yes, that is her main attack.
Okay.
And most of her spell cards involve knives.
Okay. We gotta get to, you've done a little thinking now about... Which character do you think looks the best?
Oh, shit, no. I've been talking about other shit.
Yeah, you can do best personality, best looks. I know you're more of a personalities kind of guy, Sandman, since you look into the dreams and hopes of others, but...
Yes.
I know you also find people physically attractive, so if you want to go ahead and... I know you... Well, Marissa's your favorite overall.
Yeah, Marissa's just flat out my favorite.
No justification for it, but sure. Oh, sorry, we went over your justification, the big blast, the Kamehameha.
Yes, essentially, but yeah. Better and strong.
I don't remember what it's called, I'll be honest. Burnout when it comes to Toho. I have Toho Burnout.
Toho Fahrenheit.
I know we just look, oh, it's Ultra Spark.
Master Spark.
Well, I was getting there. I was going to say Master.
There's also Final Spark, which is her strongest version of that. If we don't count a specific game that I'm not going to mention yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's really struggling with picking one. Well, give me something to do while you're thinking about
that. As someone who views people as
I'm a personality. Okay, well, whose personality do you like most?
Well, obviously.
Oh, Marissa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's her personality like? Let's talk about your woman.
Very outgoing.
Okay. Opposite of you. Interesting.
Yes. Just think the opposite of me. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Anyone else can do their own research, I believe.
Sure. Okay. Interesting. I'd go over my favorite looking one, but I don't know. I haven't played any of these games.
All right. Well,
I'd give it a try sometime in honor of you.
Some more. Next, try out patchouli, spelled as the flower is, I believe.
All right. Well, that didn't help me at all. That did not help me at all.
I will type it in myself. So something special about this character is that they have been confirmed to have like anemia and other random diseases.
And about 100 years old, thank goodness. Manipulation of fire, water, wood, metal, earth, sun, moon. Witch, a resident of the Scarlet Devil Mansion, the library. Oh, she is lovely. I have a crippling weakness for purple and lavender hair. I don't know why, but like Safi, the Lemia. So she's a librarian.
She actually has a demon as a friend that helps her with her library. All right, I'll give you one. She also has a Puma. But as I was saying, I'll give you one of two options. I will let you pick.
All right, Sandman. I think I will get a Fumo in your honor.
Okay. But
I'm going to have to do extensive research to see who to get. But I'm currently at... some of this artwork is really amazing. I can't draw anything, so... I can draw conclusions hastily and ruin relationships, so... Anyway.
So, one or two. You pick.
Two. I don't like odd numbers.
Two? All right. So look up Cerno. She is an ice fairy.
Okay.
She's 40 years Cerno. Old.
So a milf. Actually, I believe...
And yet they look like a child. And think like a child.
I think we should bring Babylon on for Cerno since she's 40. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hate to call him out like that, but...
Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
I'm an actual...
What the hell is the spelling?
I don't speak Japanese. This Asian kid shows up at Uncle Grandpa's house and he just screams at him.
I don't speak Japanese.
That's the festival art in 2006. Yeah, I don't get why people like to make characters, right? Just regular characters or old characters and be like, I can only draw them as a child. Are you just limited as an artist or do you just prefer that art style?
I'm sure they have.
Maybe they're uncomfortable
with drawing
breasts.
The thing is that she is a fairy and cannot physically get older.
Oh, she's a fairy. Well, this makes sense. Oh, her wings are ice because she's an ice fairy?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Also, I would like to say that out of all of the characters that are not main characters, this one has been in the most games by far.
You see an enemy?
Yes. Although there is an entire
Found
game
a Fumo.
In which you play as her.
$25 Fumo.
Whoa.
That was a suggestive image.
She also has another friend called Diose. Do not ask me to spell that, please.
It's definitely not how I spelled it.
100% not how I spelled it.
Do you think it's EI? It's Japanese, it probably is. Oh. Hold on. Hands off.
Diose.
We'll try that spelling.
I don't think you're going to get much, but good luck.
I don't know why I have bad service in this room right now, to be honest. The ship is empty, quiet, an evening of ghostly activity. And you would think there would be full service. But I know what you're thinking, listeners. Mr. Whiskey, just go outside. No, I have the same exact reception outside.
There we go. That's how you spell it.
Okay.
He's a greater fairy who lives around the Misty Lake
near the Scarlet Devil Mansion. I've heard a lot about the Scarlet Devil Mansion.
That is where the vampire sisters
are. I was going to say, why don't you tell us a bit about that?
That is not what they look like. That is not them.
Okay.
Why is Tatsumaki here?
I was going to say, that looks like a Sailor Moon character.
Hold on.
We gotta go back to that spelling.
A-I-Y-O-S-E-I.
Okay, try that again. I love how it showed up perfectly on the main page, but then when I went to images, it was completely a... What fairy is Diose? Is she grass?
I don't know. She's just a fairy.
Not, aren't we all?
Explicitly stated. In fact, her name is actually not even in the canon.
I feel like Diose...
The only reason she was made into an actual character... was because of the fans. Same thing with the demon that Patchouli has.
I don't really like fairies. I've never had an attraction to them. I don't know why. Not even Tinkerbell.
Anyway, let's revisit that other category, right?
Which category?
Odd number. Sure.
One
of the main villains throughout the entire series, one of the very few, I would say, is Yukari. They have...
Whoa. This is awesome. Is this accurate?
Their main ability is portals.
So, for those of you not following along and looking up at home, what I'm looking at is, first off, she's really tall.
Yep.
Extremely tall.
She is 10,000 years old.
As in, I don't mean like her body's tall.
She is a grandma.
From her hips to her gilfs. We love gilfs. We support gilfs. Gilfs are a sponsor. From her hip curves down to her foot is like four of her actual top body span.
This is
but bad. She's not as tall in the actual. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
She is made to be the exact opposite of Reimo.
Cool. I like her. She's the coolest looking one so far, one of them. Her portals. So in all the fan art, her portal has very creepy monster eyes for me. And random objects in this one. Oh, no way. I want this. 8,171 yen. She's sitting on the portal. That's so cool. What does this portal lead to?
That has a pet. Anywhere that they want. They're a gap yokai.
Where how she could...
Reimo creates barriers.
Could she defeat
gaps.
Superman?
Yes. Without any doubt.
So, sorry. Going back, I talked earlier there. So these portals are anywhere. What does she use these portals for?
Anything.
So she's an enemy?
Yes. She is the main antagonist, I would say. And she is responsible for many of the incidents that happen throughout the entire franchise.
What's her reason for being an antagonist?
Not explicitly stated.
Okay. Not explicitly stated. Hate to see it.
They are one of the smarter ones in the franchise, I guess.
Okay.
All right, let's look at her pet, Ran, spelled as if you were running.
It's a person? Or is... Oh, there's a name for this. We're going to go over it on Sunday. Yes. Fox woman.
Nine tails. Killed fox. That is her pet. Her pet has a pet.
These tails look so soft. You said Chen?
Yes.
C-H-E-N?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it a man or a woman?
It's a two-tailed cat.
Whoa. This is cool. Tails?
Yes.
From Sonic?
Tails from Sonic. We have it.
But as an anime girl.
But as a cat instead of a fox. There are race of people in this that are all rabbits. They're Lunarians. They live on the moon. I was going to mention another character. I forget.
Anyway.
Does that mean her... child.
Does that mean...
The cat child.
It's a little cat, 20-year-old. I'm going to keep correcting you. Anyway.
Their mindset differs, but whatever.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. I want to go into a little tangent about cat tongues again.
Okay.
All right. Well, you better name a character fast.
I'm thinking. Give me a description.
From the newest game. What's the last game? The 18th?
The newest game. All right. I'm not too...
They could do Chimara.
They have a lot of similarities to...
Guy really likes rainbow colors and rings and girls in dresses. I'm not mocking your style or your taste. I'm just saying this seems to be a very common trend throughout the entire game series.
The Lunarians, of course. I was going to have you look up Reisen. R-E-I-S-E-N.
What the...
There's actually two characters with the same name. Both Lunarians, so it gets a little confusing.
What is a Lunarian? So
Lunarians are people that live on the moon, of course.
And of course.
They're all rabbits.
They're not. They're just human girls with bunny ears.
Essentially.
She's got the fart gun from Despicable Me in her hands. That is literally built like that. What is this weapon?
It's just a Lunarian pistol.
Why do they live on the moon? How did we get here?
I don't
know. Did we get to Zabun? I like the fumo for it. That's funny.
She actually has an owner as of one of the recent games.
Puya.
Who is the embodiment of anger.
Like my dad.
All of anger.
Oh. Interesting.
Yep. And
that one.
Junko.
That's the embodiment of anger.
Yes, Junko.
Interesting.
They have red hair. And they're a mom. She's looking for...
Well, that's because moms are angry. Moms are always angry. I have a biased opinion. So Junko is an angry redheaded mom looking for her son.
Yes.
So Ginger Milf.
Exactly.
All right.
And one of her abilities is to purify things down to the atom or two steps.
All right.
Well, so they can reduce anyone and anything into their composite element.
Who is that?
Junko.
Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting that she's... Oh, she's a divine spirit. Lunatic Kingdom.
Yes. Speaking of which, there's a fairy that she purified and is now insane. And makes other people insane. And she's wearing an American flag.
God bless America.
Wow. She looks amazing in this fan art.
Because this is probably not the real her, right?
This... Universal Battlefield Wiki fandom version of her. She looks amazing.
She looks absolutely stunning.
I don't just mean her bust and hips. I mean,
she'll just kill
the outfit and the
flat out kill you
wings because she's the embodiment of anger.
Yes.
I had met a lot of.
Anyway, I stopped that thought from where I was going. She's my favorite character so far.
He alone took out everyone on the moon.
Decided which Fumon.
Unfortunately, I don't believe they have an official Fumon.
Well,
but you can't.
There goes my hopes and dreams.
An off-brand version.
I will get an off-brand Fumon. Now, who's her son?
Let's visit Clown Piece, shall we?
Did you say Clown Piece?
Clown Piece.
What is that?
It is
one word or two.
How it's spelled how it sounds without a space.
No, what is this? Why is she wearing an American flag dress and stockings, leggings?
Well, this is a Japanese game, so I believe it's satire. I don't like this.
Her main ability is inflicting
The hat match American woman inflicts Florida woman.
She looks like a...
Never mind. I was going to say a girl from California.
She's also a fairy that's been purified by Junko.
I feel like people from California don't really...
You were going to bring me up to speed?
Yes.
She said I was going to bring you up
onto...
I was going to show you MTB, which is an animator that animates with these characters.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But yeah, you have any other characters you want to show us?
Let's see here.
I'm just interested in all of these.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's cool to see, as a creator myself, which... My manga series only has four women in it.
No, I wouldn't say three of them look pretty similar,
but pretty similar. So I think it's interesting.
Suika.
What I'm liking is the costumes. I think clothing is really important. So Suika.
And after that, Koishi.
Suika with a G or Suika with like a C or a K?
With like, yeah, it's like
UE. Oh, like sweet. Okay, sorry.
I don't speak Japanese.
That's okay. Suika is a oni.
Oni-chan?
No, I mean like one of those ghost things.
Oh.
Careful, Samurai.
They
careful,
are a drunkard.
Careful, Samurai.
Oh, they like booze.
Now.
In fact, their gourd has an infinite amount of booze in it.
Once upon a time, I dated one of these. I don't mean an oni, I mean a drunkard. Are there weapons... Children's playing blocks / shapes.
Well, they have
is that a abilities. Bird on their head?
Is there a ghost?
Whoa, hello there. Is there a ghost?
Yep.
Are these?
Yes, they can clone themselves.
Okay.
Yes, they can control their size. Yes, they can do a bunch of fucking crazy.
Can you actually use that in the game? Or
no?
A lot of these are showing our enemies, right?
Yes, because most of them are enemies.
Why is she barefoot though? What was the next one you said?
Koishi.
Give me a hint on how to get on. Koishi. Okay. Kumiji's younger sister. Question marks.
Satori's younger sister.
Satori's. Yo, I love this $403.86 statue of her. Too bad I don't have the money for that. I will say my
her main
favorite
ability is
costumes.
Kind of sad because anyone that meets her will immediately forget her upon not seeing her.
That's a weird ability. So what is it? You, as soon as you, she's out of your range of vision, you just forget she exists?
Yes.
Do you remember once you see her again, or it's like you're meeting her for the first time?
It's like you're meeting them again for the first time.
Dang, so if she ever fell in love with someone, they either never have to leave her sight, or they just be...
But we can't blink.
Oh, even just blinking? They just keep forgetting over and over?
I think it's fun.
Okay, I was going to say, I think... Sure, it says species is Satori.
What do I mean?
Species is Satori, what the...
That's what I said. I really like these statues of her. I do want a statue of her, just because this thing looping around her. $523.79 in American money. What is this thing looping around her?
That is... I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But Satori has one, too.
Interesting. We're going to look up Satori.
I believe it's... don't know. Satori Fumul seems very popular.
Satori
looks like she's
as well. And the only person
I don't like has
her eyes open. Koishu's abilities.
It makes sense. Who though? Like the thing has an eye. She has a Beihelit. That's a Beihelit from Berserk. The red crimson egg. Maybe. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do not.
Okay, see that?
Nope.
Whereas,
let me show you.
Her eyes open, Koishu's is closed.
For those of you who watch Berserk, I'm making a hilarious joke.
Nah, that's not what that
is. You've never seen Berserk. Hey, well, no, the whole point was it was a really funny joke if you knew what a Beihelit was. Well, you don't know. So for those of you listening who know what a Beihelit is, thank you very much for appreciating that very comedic joke. However, if you weren't looking at pictures of Satori with me, then you had no idea what my joke was. Anyway, you want to go over any more, or you got to call it a night there?
Let's go over one more.
Right. One more special
hair color.
A hair color? We've seen orange, blue, purple, green. We haven't seen red for
black.
Have we seen black? I feel like we probably did.
I mean, we've seen brown.
Yes. Yes, there is.
I knew you could name one.
A bird.
Yes. Did you say Iowa? Like I-W-A? Or
I-Y-A? They're also known as the journalist because they write down shit and...
Me too.
They have a newspaper.
Interesting. She's half crow for Raven. I think it's a crow.
I think canonically she has a camera.
So I don't see a camera in any of these movies.
But
kind of... Well, who else would film all the Toho porn?
That's a good point.
Just to recap, Sandman, you went ahead and introduced us to the world of Toho.
Yes.
Toho is not a sponsor in any way, but
Sandman just did this. I'm sure wouldn't mind if it was.
Right. So Sandman was just doing this out of the kindness of his heart as a proud warrior of the Toho Kingdom.
To me,
Sandman Empire fans.
I suppose. There was actually... All right, I know I'm bringing this up late.
Go ahead.
Do you know what Undertale is?
Had to contain my laughter. Yes, I know
what Undertale is. There was a point in time in which those two fandoms had a war with each other.
I know. Well, we just watched that VR chat video. I remember just encountering a couple Undertale fans.
Which reminds me of another video I want to show you.
Okay.
Yeah, which we can watch later.
Sure. But why do they have a beef, so to
speak? I suppose because they're both bullet hell games that became popular, I guess. I don't know.
Undertale is a
bullet hell game? I think it was over Undertale fans saying that their game was as hard as Toho.
I've never played Undertale.
Some stupid shit.
Nor have I even really seen gameplay of it. I have seen... Yeah, I guess I would call it bullet hell. I would say it's centipede of bullet hell.
It's centipede of bullet hell.
I
don't think I was ready for that question. But
they come down pretty fast. It gets intense. You got spiders jumping up and down. And
I have played Centipede. I know what Centipede is.
My bad. Then I mean to insult your gamer intelligence. Let's make Elder Ring a bullet time game. But yeah, we're going to call it there for an episode.
But
yeah. All right. Well, Salmon, thank you very much for coming on and sharing this with us.
We could probably continue later or something.
Yeah, we could always pick it up at some other time, but that's great. Maybe I'll find something to share with you. A video game full of hot, sweaty, muscular men.
Wow, look at you.
I don't know about that one. But yeah, we're going to call it here for now. Perhaps forever. Like forever. Like I may die.
He's going to die in the next 30 seconds.
And the last thing I saw was Toho fan art. What a way to go. But yeah, for now, we're just a couple of nukes simping over Fumos. Kind of. Sort of. Nah. Goodbye, Fumo.
Goodbye, Fumo.
Goodbye, Fumo.
Stop being poor.
If actually, email us at acoupleofnukes@gmail.com. Yes, we want an Admiral Rick over Fumo. And if we get enough replies, we will make one. And then go ahead and email us at acoupleofnukes@gmail.com. Your photos of your Admiral Rick over Fumo in funny places around the world.
Send Fumo pics.
But don't send any. Send Fumo pics.
Send all Fumo pics.
Send Fumo pics.
We are all not discriminatory.
Well,
they have to be your Fumo, though. Don't send random fucking Fumo pics.
Right. Don't just. This has to be your Fumo. In fact, we want receipt of purchase with it included.
But until then,
no, that's fine.
No, it's necessary.
Okay, it's necessary.
No, you don't need a receipt, but yeah.
Stop making up your mind.
Anyway,
we need the
Admiral Riffoverfilla. It's
right.
Not an option.
It's not an option. So you have to just email us, yes, at coupleofnukes@gmail.com. And feel free to suggest any other sailors that you feel like would be really important to have as a FUMO.
Also send FUMO pics.
Yes, send FUMO pics.
Only your own.
Only your own. I like saying send FUMO pics. It sounds so wrong. And we're also very close in the terms of letters to accidentally saying send FUDA pics.
That is also acceptable.
Your own.
Only if it's you.
Actually, send both.
Okay.
Send FUDA FUMOs.
Never really
get smarter.
Never mind. Never mind. Take it back.
You know,
I don't want this. I never wanted this. I'm being held hostage. Please let me go.
Don't. Boys watch sumo wrestling. Men watch FUMO wrestling. But either way, we're just a couple of nukes.
Sailing through the ocean blue. Nuclear reactors, my crew. Guiding the ship. The stars as our guide. Through the waves we ride. Jokes and laughter fill the air. On this voyage we have to share. Working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship we reside. Nuclear operators with pride, powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.